Praise the Lord. It's a good day. Happy New Year. We are still in the New Year. Today is just the sixth day in the year 2023. I believe you are having a nice time retreating before the Lord, hearing from the Lord, planning the new year. It's good to start it early. If you make your bed, well, that's how you lie on it. And so the Lord keep us this year. We have seen the beginning of the year. We'll see the beginning of next year. In the name of Jesus. Today, I just want us to look at Deuteronomy chapter 8. From verse 1, and he said, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe. And the footnote says, be careful to observe. Observe to do that ye may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers. Praise the Lord. The Lord has promised our fathers the good land. And now is our time to possess the good land. But the word of God has a condition here. It says, all the commandments which I command thee, we should be careful to observe them. It didn't say some. See, when we are reading the word of God, every word is significant. It says, all the commandments which I command thee this day, shall ye be careful. That's the word for me. Careful to observe. You know, at times we are so careless as Christians. And because we do not know the word of God, we do things the way the unbelievers behave. We do things their way. But he said we should be careful, not careless. We should carefully observe all the commandments which the Lord has commanded us. And we should be careful to do. It's in our doing that we may live and multiply. There's a power of multiplication. I know that this year is our year of multiplication. A year of increase, year of surplus. But you know, multiplication is larger than addition. He didn't say that he will add to us. He said he will multiply us. If you have 8 plus 8 is 16, but 8 times 8 is 64. So that is how God wants to multiply us this year. It will be great leaps. It will be great jumps. You know, exponential increase. Praise the Lord. And so we should be conscious about that. He said we should obey. We should obey. We should observe. Observe to talk is cheap. I always say, doing is the thing. Now, we are in a country where there are so many talks and no implementation. And so because of that, we are where we are as a nation. And not just the nation, look at yourself. Have you been walking the talk? Have you been doing the things you heard? Because I believe that if we observe, carefully observe to do all that God has instructed us, we won't be where we are today as individuals, as families, as church, as a nation. We just hear and hear and hear and hear and little doing. This year, I want to admonish us to walk this talk. Walk this talk. Observe to do. He said, then you may live and multiply. We live and multiply when we observe to do the word of God. He said we should bind them in our hearts. We should meditate on His words day and night. Bind them in our hearts. Why are we binding them in our hearts? So that as we walk, as we move around, we don't need a book to open it up and to know, oh, what next should I do? It's already in our heart. And so our heart begins to guide us. Guide us on what to do, how to do it, what to say, how to say it, because the word of God is already hidden in our hearts. The Lord is not going to bless the hearer. He said He's going to bless the doer. Show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith with works. And so works, they count a lot when it comes to the kingdom of God and the doings of God. What are you doing as opposed to what are you saying? So many people are saying, very few people are doing. And it's often said that it's a slogan that action speaks louder than words. So action speaks louder than words. So this year, we should learn, we should be careful to observe the commandments, not just the commandments, all the commandments of the Lord. Observe to do that we may live and we may multiply and we may go in and possess the land which the Lord promised, which He swore unto our fathers. Praise the Lord. And it's going further to say, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to test thee, to prove thee, to know what was in your heart, whether thou wouldest keep His commandment or not. So we see here, remember. Remember all the way the Lord had led thee in 2022, since you were born to last year. Maybe that might even be 40 years. It might be 80 years, 55 years, whatever, 12 years. 17 years. How many years? He said, remember all the way with the Lord. The Lord led the children of Israel through the wilderness for 40 years. A journey of 40 days became 40 years. So one day journey was, you know, elongated to 1 year. Why? There was something God wanted to remove from them, and there was something God wanted to birth into them. He said to humble thee, and to test thee. At times you say, oh, God does not test with evil. God uses time to test us, to see if we will still serve Him. Job says, I will serve Him. Job, all of the expected days of my life will I trust the Lord. Though He slays me, I will trust Him. These are words from men that knew God. I will wait until my change comes. Anyhow, it does mean it's me and Him. It's Him and I. I'm not leaving. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Not lack, not sickness. So now, He said to humble thee and to test thee. Do you know when we go through tribulations and trials, testing of our faith, that is when we know who we really are. Whether we'll throw in the towel, whether we'll curse God and die. Praise the Lord. And at the end of the day, any man that is able to stand. God honors them. God will honor such a man that after all the trials, still standing. Daniel was such a man. Joseph was such a man. Went through Potiphar's house, the prison, and everywhere Joseph went, he upheld the commandments of the Lord. It was a blessing. And at the end of the day, we know what happened. God elevated him. God wants to take us to the promised land, but he wants to try us. He wants to test us. He wants to prove us. He wants to humble us, because pride will destroy us if we get to that promised land unprepared. If we get to that promised land, if we get to the throne, if we get to that place of elevation with pride, everything will go down the drain. Because God humble, God will definitely bring down the proud. So he wants to humble us. He wants to test us. If we will slide back, if we will look back. The Bible said that he that puts his hand on the plow and looks back is not fit for this kingdom. He wants to know what is in your heart. I remember some years back, one of my mothers in the Lord lost her baby. After 13 years of waiting, that baby was born. And in just few hours, all hair broke loose. Everything in the hospital wasn't working. Generator was packing up and packing up. And at the end of the day, complications set in. The baby died. We didn't tell her. We didn't know what to tell her. We waited for her to get home because the baby was through a C-section. And so by the time she got home and finally wanted to go see her child, supposedly in the incubator, we had to break the news to her. I personally had to stand by her side to break the news to her. And when she heard it, I simply asked, "Mommy, what do you have to say?" And do you know what? I can't forget that day. She cried and she said, "Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord." Those were her words. And you know, I've never stopped respecting that lady. For me, she is one of my mothers, my role models. She was thrown, the devil threw something hard on her. And she was able to say, "Jesus is Lord." Really? Can we do that? Can you say that Jesus is Lord when you are going through such a hard hit? She said, "Jesus." And God is saying here, "I want to prove you. I took you through the 40 years in the wilderness experience to humble you, to try you, to prove you, to test thee, to know what was in your heart, whether thou wouldest keep my commandment or not." And you know, a lot of them died in the wilderness. They could not. They were remembering the cucumber. They were remembering the garlic, tasteless things. And at the end of the day, all those that left Egypt, apart from Caleb and a handful, all of them died. It was only the children that they gave birth to, the descendants, that were able to get to the promised land, because their hearts were in Egypt. So they were brought out of Egypt, but their hearts were in Egypt. And all through the wilderness, it was, "Oh, when we were in Egypt, we had this in Egypt. The place was better in Egypt." Even when they were slaves, they preferred slavery in Egypt to freedom in the wilderness. Ooh. Praise the Lord. A lot of us are like that. We are born again, but we are still slaves to the world. This freedom that we have as children of God is not enough. See, I tell you, I want the good things of life, but more than anything, I want Jesus. If he doesn't give me everything I wanted in life, as far as he gives me what I need, I just give me Jesus. At the end of the day, I make eternity. It is worth more than everything on this earth. Seriously, that's how I see it. To try what is in your heart. You might ask, I have not gone through. I have gone through so much. You do not understand. What I've gone through in my own experience with God in life, so many of you will not be able to go through it and still be preaching the word of God. You want to know my details? Maybe one day. But I have seen God. I have held on to Him. And I encourage you to hold on to His commandment. Keep His commandment in your heart, not in your head. Keep it in your heart. Don't know it by head. Know it in your heart. And He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not. Neither did thy father know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Praise the Lord. That was what God was intended to teach the children of Israel in the wilderness. He gave them manna. Manna, you know, some of us, we go to places where they give us something. I don't eat this. I don't like this. I don't do this. I eat everything as far as it is food. They say you can eat it. Oh, I'm not from that place, but I try it. I love to try dishes. I eat everything. People come to my home and say, I'm not eating this thing before. I say, try it. It will not kill you. As far as I'm eating, it's not poison. When you take it the first time, you take it the second time, it becomes accustomed to your taste bud. Your taste bud begins to recognize it. Praise the Lord. He said, I gave you what you did not know. I wanted to feed you something, you know, to humble you. Your father didn't even know the food. You know, they didn't know what it was. That it might make thee know that man does not live by bread only. We do not live by just food only. Oh, we are just accustomed what to eat, what to wear, and all those stuff. That is not all about life. We are to live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord God. The word of God is the life that we need. The bread, the physical bread, will not satisfy. So just as I hunger for physical food, so I hunger for you. When the woman by the well, when Jesus said, give me water, and she said, I can't give you water. You are a Jew, I'm a Samaritan. And he said, if you knew who was talking to you, you would ask him for the water that will never dry. You will ask him for the water of life. The word of God is the water of life. It washes us. And so as children of God this year, let's embrace the word. Let's listen to it in all its form. Through preachings, by reading it, through music, gospel music. Just infuse the word of God into your system that you may live and multiply. That you may live and multiply. I'm going to stop here. Praise the Lord. And if you're listening to this podcast, you've not given your life to Jesus. Man, you need to. What are you waiting for? You were created for His pleasure. So say this after me. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you are my Lord and you are my King. Forgive me all my sins. Forgive me for not coming to you earlier. Today, accept me as your child, as I accept you as my Lord and my personal Savior. I choose to live for you. 2023 is my new birth year, and so I choose to live for you from today and to serve you. In Jesus' name, no going back for whatever. Amen. Congratulations. I pray that the Lord will keep you and help you to uphold your prayers and to live for Him. The Lord bless us. This is 2023. Let's go and live for Him. Let's go and carefully observe to do the word of God. We will multiply this year by obedience in Jesus' name. I am Ami Amos Tukura. I remain your friend and your sister. I love you. Happy New Year again.